Reverend Catherine Blake is a marvelous chef and an interfaith minister. She has studied herbal medicine for over 30 years, as well as nutrition and nutritional biochemistry. Her interest in women's health and animal care is well supported by her knowledge of aromatherapy, homeopathy, Ayurveda, natural veterinary care, and Chinese medicine. Today, Reverend Catherine Blake will share with Supreme Master Television viewers a few recipes from her cookbook, Healthy Recipes for Friends, Simple, Soothing, and Pure.
Aloha, friends. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. In today's show, we'll be learning some simple and fun dressings and sauces that I have prepared and created in my time teaching cooking at the University of Hawaii in Maui. My name is Catherine Blake, and I enjoy teaching people how to cook healthy food that is good for the planet, good for your health, and wonderful tasting. So, in today's class, we'll be learning a walnut salad dressing, which is a very fun dressing. Here we have whole walnuts out of the shell. They have a sweet taste. This is okra. It's an unusual, wonderful vegetable that is very soothing and very nutritious. Umeboshi plum vinegar is one of my favorite vinegars. It has a bit of a salty, tangy flavor, and it's very wonderful. When using black pepper, it's wonderful to grind it fresh because it's so much more tangy and lively than when it's been dried and powdered for a long time. We have sesame oil. This one is from the black sesame seeds. They're a little bit heartier and deeper nourishing. They're good for replenishing strength after someone has given birth, for example, and they are very delicious and deep-noted. I often use tamari, which is a naturally fermented soy sauce, as this is. I always prefer organic, and the naturally fermented is a nice, smooth soy sauce. Bragg's apple cider vinegar, well, that's a classic in the field. Here we have another sesame oil, which is not black sesame oil, but regular sesame oil. It still has a delicious nutty flavor, but is not quite so deep and hearty as the black sesame seed. We've got fresh cauliflower florets. Those will be steamed. We have a carrot for the salad, celery for the salad, and a garlic. We'll start with the garlic for the walnut salad dressing. Now, all the dressings can be different. Some are tangy, some are sweet, some are syrupy. So they don't all need garlic, but when I'm making a salad dressing, I almost always use garlic. Okay, with garlic, fresher garlic is tight in its skins. It's still hard and white. So that's the garlic you want to be using. What I like to do is cut off the end first. I can do two at a time, both ends. If the cloves are larger, then we can use three, but today we'll use four. You can go like this to squish the skins, and that way the garlic comes free of the garlic skin. So because we'll be using a blender, I can throw them in whole. We'll add the cup of water. We'll add 1.5 cups of walnuts. We'll be wanting 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. We'll be using 2 tablespoons of the soy sauce, the organic soy sauce. This deepens the flavor. I'm going to mix 1 tablespoon of the dark sesame, black sesame seeds, because they're so much more flavorful. And 2 tablespoons of the regular sesame oil. 1, 2. Let's not forget the umeboshi plum vinegar, which is wonderful. It's nice to use 2 vinegars in a dressing. It brings out different flavors This one will add a tangy flavor to it, salty and tangy. And then we're on to the black pepper. So just grind that. There's nothing like freshly ground spices. They have so much more life and flavor than the dried spices. And that's about it. So we'll now blend up the dressing and see how it goes. I'd say that's about right. So then what we do with this is we set it aside and get ready to make our salad ingredients. This dressing could be used on vegetables or rice or potatoes or salads. Today we'll be using it on salads. It's rather thin. If I wanted to make it thicker for a thicker sauce, then I would add more walnuts. So now we'll get our salad ingredients ready. Now what's interesting about that is that the outer peel has got the minerals of the carrot. It's got the stronger skin, which provides more minerals for us. So what I do is I wash carrots very well and I scrub them with soap and water and a scrub brush at home before I grate them or peel them. So in this case, I'm using the peeler to create carrot stripes. Carrots are very high in beta carotene, which is an antioxidant form of vitamin A. It helps protect you from catching colds or helps resist infections. So it's amazing how much vitamin A.